This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa salatu wa salam ala rasulihi al-kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. All praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him. We seek His help, His assistance in all our matters. We send peace and blessings upon our beloved, our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his family, his companions, and upon all those who follow him up until the last day. My brothers and sisters, welcome to Jummah Khutbah Summary. The topic of today's khutbah is addictions of drugs is a crime. Subhanallah, Islam is a way of life that teaches us, that commands us for that which is beneficial for us. And whatever you find in the Quran and in the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that is prohibited, that is harmful, obviously bad for us. And one of the current challenges that we face, our children face, is about the drugs. Drugs, my brothers and sisters, is such a heinous thing, and addiction to it is such a huge crime and a sin in itself. Islam has really honored the children of Adam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. And Allah Almighty has honored the children of Adam. And we have been honored because of our intellect that Allah has blessed us with. Allah Almighty has given this intellect that helps us to differentiate between that which is right and wrong, between good and bad, between righteous and evil, between beneficial and harmful. And no doubt whatsoever that drugs, the addictions of drugs, is something which is extremely harmful. It actually ruins our life to an extent that we feel sometimes to be a dead, you know, internally. We feel sometimes that we're sick. And may Allah Almighty protect all of us, our children, my brothers and sisters. This addiction of drugs is something that is totally prohibited. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأُنْفِقُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّهْلُكَةِ وَأَحْسِنُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, and spend in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and do not put yourself into destruction with your own hands, and do good. And Allah Almighty, He loves the doers of good. My brothers and sisters, addictions of drugs is actually destruction of your own self by your own hands. For this reason, Allah Almighty has prohibited. Legally, it is a crime. It is self-destruction. It is self, harm that a person does when he consumes, when he gets addicted to it. What is required, my brothers and sisters, is to be cautioned, alarmed, and to be mindful of our own selves and our children. No doubt, it requires different ways of education. Number one, awareness. Let your children be aware of drugs. Let them be aware of the destruction that they will actually face. Let them be aware of those people who have been addicted to drugs, and look at their end, how evil their end is. I mean, what they have achieved is just despair, sorrow, and hollowness in their lives. That is the reason we are told to be the people who are entrusted with these amana, the amana of our children, to help them understand and enable them. This thought process that Islam has provided, that what is wrong and prohibited in Islam is really and totally harmful for us. So what we need to realize is, whatever Allah and His Messenger has taught us in the Quran and the Sunnah, which is commanded to do, is extremely beneficial. And which is prohibited and wrong is extremely harmful. So Islam is given to us as a blessing so that we can protect ourselves, our children, from all that is harm and evil. So my beloved brothers and sisters, let us make sure that we combat this evil addiction of drugs. Let us create awareness so that people are aware of it. Let them be exposed to the case studies of those people who have an evil end, no happy life, in no good family, no personal satisfaction at all. It's just the dopamine effect, and that is something which is extremely dangerous and harmful. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us protect from this and all kinds of evils that exist in the society. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us that which is beneficial and blissful. And that is what we learn in Islam. Alhamdulillah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless this beautiful country that reminds us that which is beneficial, that reminds us that is prohibited, so that we can avoid it. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant well-being and goodness to His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, the President of the UAE. Likewise, we ask Allah Almighty to bless all the rulers of the Emirates. We ask Allah Almighty to protect this beautiful nation, the UAE, from all kinds of evils and harms. We ask Allah Almighty to bless all the Muslim lands. We ask Allah Almighty to ease the suffering, the difficulties, the issues that the Muslims are going through across the globe. We ask Allah Almighty to grant peace and guidance to the entire humanity. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.